Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, Inner Sight. Mad or glad Monday around the world. And I was glad to hear that this woman in California won her case. They wouldn't let her in the cab with her guide dog. Whole big to-do. But, you know, I'll tell you, there's not enough enforcement. There should be more enforcement. In addition to the money people can recover, people should have been arrested, you know, and made an example of. The whole idea of the law should be that it should never happen, you know, and it's not focused on that. And that's really what we need, very strict enforcement. In addition to the money, there should be arrest. People should be arrested and spend time in jail, or, you know, get suspended sentences or community work or what have you, because the law is not strong enough. There's not enough enforcement, you know. And there was nothing about what happens if they don't pay her money. Where's the what's the enforcement? I didn't hear one word about that. See, you know, you can win a case, but then try to get the money. There's the other thing. Without enforcement, you know, it's been my experience that even though you win a case in court, especially when you're disabled, the courts don't enforce what they say. There's no enforcement. So, and you can only collect money where people have money. So there's a lot more that needs to be done with this American Disability Act. We're going to be doing a show on this this coming Thursday, how the ADA has really failed us and has to be amended tremendously. Anyway, Mad or Glad Monday, Inner Sight, and we get our engineer in here. We can maybe get some phone calls. What's going on in the news? Anything to be mad about or glad about? We keep getting double standards from these doctors. You know, some of them say everything is good, and they come out and say something different. You never know one day or another what they're going to come out with. A lot of people are starting to fly around the country, and this doctor from the White House said today that Americans shouldn't be traveling. So there's a big contradiction here. And then there's a lot of contradictions about this vaccine and what's going on with that. We're going to talk about on Wednesday. We have a show coming up of how the emergency of this pandemic does not really apply to the disabled. And we'll explain that. You know, what all the things that are left out with us. All right, Mad or Glad Monday, brought to you by the Big East Taquito Rescue. Oh, Little Bear. And, yeah, you want a great dog, adopt an Akita. Get the right Akita, and they're very willing. And once they know what you want, they can be very willing to please. You got to get the right one, like anything else. All right, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004. give them a call. They have trainers, so if you want to talk about what you need the dog for, and if it's going to be a service dog, be in touch with us. We'd be happy to help. All right, Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady. Biggies, AkitaRescue.org. Check them out. Hey, Kennedy
Hello.
Realty, Islip, New York. Realty, Kennedy. And you want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy at 631-888-1186. Good friend to Inner Sight. Let's see, some more of our friends. Beccaro's Italian Tavern, SuttonInsurance.com, GoodMojoPrinters.com, Truro Law Center. Some of the friends that have helped us in the past on this mad or glad Monday around the world. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. If you want to find out more about us, and go to the website, innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments.
Hello?
Yeah, yeah.
The voice from yonder. How are you?
You got the Able News?
Yeah, I could throw that into the next.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Do the Able News.
Able. Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, Inner Sight, don't forget to sign our petitions. The one on the nursing home and the one on the service dog situation at change.org. Check them out, read them, and put your name on them. We'd appreciate that. All right, mad or glad Monday. Inner Sight, all the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them, take care of them. Little Tommy, Avante, Corey Foster, Ollie Campbell, and all the others. And again, I'd like to mention that if anyone out there has had a disabled child who passed away, if you'd like the name on the list, let us know. You got noise in the background. You got to stop that noise. There's voices back there. What is that?
Voice? I don't
hear
a voice.
Yes, there's noise. Somebody has something on.
All right, hang on. Hold on. Let me check.
All right, Inner Sight. around the world, made a glad Monday. Nobody starves on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food. Check out my buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. All right. And veterinarian care when he's able to do it. So call Gary. If you have a problem getting the food, let Gary know. Sometimes he can bring it to you. 631-484-3085.
Yep.
Is the number. Nobody starves on Long Island. Now, what did you say?
I said, I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. So it's been terminated.
Yeah, you got to make sure there's no when before you call
me.
I did,
but he turned it back on. I didn't know.
Well,
sorry.
That's no good, man.
People don't
respect you. You got to demand respect.
He said sorry.
You're on a show, and you know.
Yeah, I know.
It's no good. All right, Inner Sight. Mad or Glad Monday around the world. And let's see.
He apologized as well.
All right, but, you know, I understand that, and I appreciate it. But if it keeps happening all the time, you know, that's no good.
I don't hear it. That's the problem.
Well, you got to make sure
voice,
that it's not on that. Before you come on the air.
Well, I did, and then he forgot. So
that's no good.
Yeah,
get some kind of an amplifier or something so you can hear these things, you know.
Well, that's
all right, Inner Sight. Mad or Glad Monday. And you want to call in 213-816-1650. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you can talk about it. Keep it clean and turn down your radio, television, video, and whatever you got, you know, and try to please avoid the speakerphone. What?
You know what's worse? In the other room, there's the oxygen concentrator, and it's loud. I can't even hear that. Loud, too. I have to be on top of it to hear it a little. Seriously. And I can't use my hearing aid, which is a mad, with the captioning phone. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, well, that's typical of equipment that doesn't work for us.
I know.
You know. All right.
It's better to take your hearing aid out because it will interfere. I said, wait a minute. You're telling me that it'll interfere? Isn't it supposed to be working together? Not with two, she said amplification. Your hearing aid is considered like an amplifier, and the thing is like an amplifier, and they'll cause feedback. So that's what I got as an answer.
It does work together if they spend the money for the good stuff.
Exactly. That's what I was
they
told
don't.
To. No,
they give
don't.
You the cheap garbage because that's what they think of you.
That's
you
true.
Know? All right, Inner Sight. Around the world, Mad or Glad Monday, and you know, hearing the news, you listen to the news, you got all these places opening up, trying to get back to normal. Then you got this guy at the White House warning people against travel. You know, I mean, it's so stupid. You know, that's why I don't trust. That's why I don't trust this damn vaccine. Because every day you hear something different. You know, the same doctors that are contradicting each other and the way things are done are responsible for the vaccines. So how the hell can you believe them? There's a mad right there.
Yeah, it is.
All right, anybody on the line? Inner Sight.
Let me look. Hold up.
At 213-816-1650. You want to dial up and sound off or talk about what's on your mind.
A number before we say that. Okay, 105.
Number of what?
Our numbers for the podcast. How many listeners? 105. 906.
All right, so we're almost at 106,000.
Yeah.
We need 94
Thank
more.
Yes,
listen.
We do. Yes, we do. Thank you.
All right, nobody on the line?
Sorry. No, we have our famous non-nursing home advocate.
Well, now, wait a minute. Make up your mind. Is she a nursing home advocate or isn't she?
That's what we. She's a nursing home advocate, but she's not a nursing home advocate. Does that make sense?
Nah, that doesn't make any sense. Either she is or she isn't.
Well, she doesn't like to be a nursing home advocate. One day she wants to be.
Well,
like,
then maybe she shouldn't be.
Freedom advocate.
Let's hear what Maureen has to say about it. Bring her into the.
Okay, I'll bring her into the.
To the show.
Here she is.
I want to clarify
Maureen.
This up right now.
Hi guys.
Hey.
Hi. I want to be a regular human being. That's what I want to be—a regular
all right, we
human
all
being
do.
With my mom.
But do you want to be a nursing? Do you want to be the nursing home advocate?
Well, yes, but we were changing it from nursing facility. Remember, it's not a home.
Oh, yeah.
We said.
Oh,
different word. Yeah.
It's the nursing facility. Well, I did say at one time I didn't want to be a nursing home.
The way Suzanne said it was, you're a nursing home advocate, but you're not.
No, I did say that at one point. I did say that one night. I didn't want to be it. I just didn't want anything to do with nursing homes at that time.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I don't blame you, but you know, we got to help people in there, you know.
No, she is right. I did say that one night. Then we changed the name to nursing facility another night. Remember, we did that too. I didn't get to speak to one person. I didn't get to speak to one person today who I had to speak to. Not one. Nobody was in.
I hate that.
Yeah, well, it's Monday.
So everything is
still. I think they avoid us.
Yeah.
I really do.
Everybody's coming in on Wednesday. So
remember, do this. *67, then dial the number, and you'll go in anonymously. It drops off each call. It does.
Mm.
You know what? I learned that from the good old Joe. Joe used to do that all the time. You remember to do it anonymously, Suze? Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he knew the system. He knew it.
Oh, yeah.
Because
so I didn't get anything
how to avoid
as
you.
Usual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's if you don't want them to know who's calling, though.
Hmm. Yeah, that's important, because sometimes they avoid
you. Well, not all the time.
They see your number. Yeah, that's true.
Depends on the situation.
Right.
Well, I mean,
sometimes
I love messages.
Sometimes you want them to know you're calling.
Then I found out the lady in charge of the Medicaid, she wasn't in today. She'll be in Wednesday. The other one didn't answer at all, just kept going to her voicemail. So nothing got accomplished today. You know? It's so aggravating,
Crazy system. What do you expect?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I explained to you, Frank, about the 14 million doses, what happened last week where they got mixed in the AstraZeneca with the Johnson & Johnson. That's what the problem was.
Oh, that's nice.
They weren't missing. They were just mixed up. I don't know which is worse,
They made a big mistake in the laboratory, right?
Those.
Yeah, because they only had one lab. They only had one laboratory. Sorry, Susan.
Oh, nice.
Sorry. Yeah.
I said, was that the reagent that they got mixed up?
Was it what? That they got mixed up?
I'm sorry.
Now, what did you say? Was
that
what?
Reagent? Yeah, was it the reagent, like the chemicals, they got mixed up or what?
Oh, I don't know. They just said they got them mixed up, the AstraZeneca and the Johnson & Johnson, because they were sharing a lab, so so they had
why
to...
Why do they do that? The possibility of getting it mixed up, that don't make sense. They're crazy.
Because they're only interested in making money, that's why.
That's
right.
And limiting their overage.
The bottom line. They save money that way.
Yeah,
right.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I just said it right out of my mouth. That's horrible.
It's all about the money, not about the health.
No,
nah, they don't care about
that. I gotta realize it's not about saving people's lives. No. Mm-mm.
No. What did the
Maybe
doctor say today
optimistic.
That you heard, Frank?
What, Maureen?
Sorry.
What did the doctor you heard say today? I missed that before. I was trying to get my mind.
Oh, this guy Fossey. Whatever his name is.
Okay.
I call him Fardy.
Oh, Fauci.
Yeah. No. He likes it, Fardy.
He said that he. He's warning people against travel, Americans. He's warning them to that would travel, that the damn thing could spread again.
Yeah, yeah.
The different.
This is Fauci again. Did you say Fauci?
States.
Yeah, Fauci.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Fauci. Dr. Fauci?
Yeah, that's his name, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You know, why don't they just shut up and stop scaring people? You know, they should just let people live their lives now. We've had almost a year and a half of hell, considering he at the beginning told everyone not to wear a mask because it wasn't ever going to come here. Should we really be paying any attention to what he says ever?
I don't.
I don't either.
He's a bona fide idiot who went to medical school.
That's right. Exactly. And how can you tell Americans not to travel and then you're letting all kinds of people in? How can you do that? You know?
Well, I don't know. They don't make any sense. They contradict themselves.
That's it. You know? They just want to scare people. They want to keep this thing going. It's a lot of money with all the vaccines and all the other things. And in the meantime, people are still separated. People still can't do this, can't do that. And you know, I mean, I'm not sure which one I don't trust first, the virus or the vaccine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now, oh, you're going to have another shot in 4 months after the Pfizer one and all, I'm hearing?
Yeah, right. And how many people are going to go back for it?
Yeah.
How many people are going to miss that?
Oh, and then, yes, if you're vaccinated, you can't get it again, and you can't give it to people. Then the next week it's, oh, they don't know if you can get it or if you could give it to people. Or you don't.
Well, the other day they said that a lot of people who are vaccinated got infected.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah,
what the hell are they
people
talking
that got
about?
The vaccine. Yeah, they got the vaccine and they got the COVID. Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I just mentioned, how are you going to get people to go back in 4 months to be re-vaccinated? A lot of those people are not even going to remember.
Well, you've got a lot of lemmings out there. There are a lot of lemmings. That's the truth. There are a lot that just follow, you know. But
yeah.
I'm not even sure I want my mom to have any more vaccines. I'm really thinking about this seriously, you know.
I don't blame you.
I really don't know
if
she really should
have
anymore.
How many did she
have? I'm sorry, Susan.
How many did she have?
She's had the two original ones, but if she has to have more in 4 months, I really don't know if I want her to get that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how much of this garbage can you have pumped into you?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And how much can they be so confused about the whole situation and mess things up and be so out of whack that they can't even, you know, give you what you need, you know?
Right. So how do you know? How do you know what this is, what's in it, if it tricks the RNA, if it does this, if it does the... I don't know. It's too much scientific crap going on. I like the Jetsons when I watch them as a cartoon, but I don't like living in the science fiction age of all this junk going on where people's lives are at risk, you know?
Well, you know what's going to happen. It's going to be like... You know, it's going to eventually, all the vaccines, if this one works out, all the vaccines are going to be like this. And that's what really, you know.
Well, my mom and I never took flu shots. In fact, our friend in Canada, she's 88, she said she never took flu shots before either. She took this, but we never took flu shots. We never took the tuberculosis shot, whatever the hell else is out there. We never took any of that. Never.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe years ago, whatever, but we haven't taken them in like 45 years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God we've
my
been
grandfather
healthy.
Lived, excuse me, my grandfather lived to be 102, Italian guy,
right.
Came from Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Never took any of this crap in his life.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
there you have it.
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely true, you know? I mean, we try to stay away from, then you keep getting these calls from all different medical companies. Would you like to, we'll come in, we'll do a 60-minute, I said, don't go any further. I don't want any of your stuff. You, I mean, There's so many different companies, you know what I mean? It's all money making.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, and then it was going to be, you'd have to go have a yearly shot, like a Tamiflu thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's every 4 months? I mean, come on, people, which is it? They don't have any idea. They're just pumping this for all the money it's worth. You know?
Yeah. And I wouldn't doubt, I don't know, I just have this gut feeling that this was, like I told you, biological warfare. I told you this.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and I think that the two countries, both China and America,
mm-hmm.
agreed on something and some accident happened. And nobody's fessing up. Nobody's fessing
mm-hmm.
up. That's
absolutely.
How I feel about it. And that
me
wasn't
too.
By anybody telling me or anything. That's just my gut feeling. I don't know. I just feel it in my bones.
Well, you just
and
have
so
to.
So far, I've been right about everything, what I've been saying.
Well, I mean, we
you know?
Have sense. You know, we have sense.
Right.
We know what's going on. You know, a lot of people don't understand this. But if you really got to, like I say, it's 1% of the country and less than that for the death. That would be like 0.5%. I don't mean to minimize
right.
the illness or the deaths for the poor people that did, but
God.
To me, this ain't a pandemic.
No, it is a pandemic that you have.
I know it might be an epidemic, but not a pandemic.
No, no,
they
no,
said
it
has to be many more for a pandemic. Hmm?
No, it is a pandemic. It is a pandemic.
Well, maybe in the world it's a pandemic, but we had 1% of our country and less
right.
than that for the deaths. And all this nonsense. We probably have more people died every year from
no,
your actual flu.
Well, I believe that, yeah. But I also know what a pandemic is defined as. What we have is considered a pandemic.
I think it's a doctor-demic that they cause.
That I do. I believe
think
that.
You're right.
They
I
caused
think you're
it.
Right.
They allowed it to happen. I think they were
That's
experimenting
right.
with this crap overseas.
That's right.
And somebody
yeah.
screwed up, and
yep.
then
right.
stuff
and
got out,
it.
And somebody and caught
it,
and that
quick.
Was how it happened.
That's
right, absolutely.
Happened. That's what I told
and
everybody.
Then we all have to suffer
and nobody
for
listens.
It. We all have
nobody
to
listens.
Suffer.
Not you, but nobody else listens. Because they say, oh,
no.
it can't be that way. It can't be. No, no. I know.
We'll never know
number
what
one.
Happened for real.
Right.
No.
Right. But I
but
feel,
people
you know how I feel
right
it?
Idea, sure.
You know why I say that, Frank? And why I really feel that it's that way? Just think about it. They had a lab in Wuhan. Why did America
Yeah, but you don't
support?
Know if they had a lab. You weren't know. You weren't
yeah,
over
there.
You
a lab.
Didn't,
they
in
had
Wuhan.
A lab
and
Wuhan.
The
they
lab
supported Wuhan.
You don't
Wuhan.
Know that.
Wuhan.
Yeah,
so
no,
over
they
in
said
China.
It.
How do you know what they have?
They said it, Frank.
You
they
know
said
what
it.
Big deal they
even
they
have
said
it.
They
right.
spent
the
a lot
World
of
Health
money.
The World Health Organization
to Wuhan,
went to check
right.
it out.
They said the vaccine was safe
it.
And it caused blood clots.
That's the answer.
They don't know that they had a lab. Maybe it was, you know what their lab could have been? A couple of Chinese guys in a rundown house in a basement. That could have been the
whatever
lab.
Whatever the heck it was, all I know is that it was funded by American money.
That's right.
Yeah.
They've said that. Absolutely.
They
have
said
that.
Whatever
mm-hmm.
it was.
Well, they
funded
a lot
American
of stuff
money,
in China.
And something must have happened that they wiped it out, wiped out the whatever happened, the accident or whatever. But let me tell you
America
something.
America funds a lot of things overseas. That's
yeah.
one of the things that Trump
and that's the thing
was
that
trying
bothers
to get rid of.
Me. Yeah.
And then the World Health Organization.
Own. Period.
The World Health
well,
Organization
let Maureen, what,
went
Maureen?
Over there. The World Health Organization went over there to, you know, investigate.
Yeah.
They wouldn't
yeah.
even let them in. And they had to do
that's
everything
right.
China said. So you know, what the hell good yeah. is that?
Well, you know, why didn't
they
get...
let them
if,
in
if
the
it's
lab.
True they wouldn't let them in... Why didn't they get the military and barge their way in to find out what the hell was going on? Isn't
what
that what they're supposed to do?
What military would they get? They're in China. What military
would
they get?
Cause war, Frank.
And the World Health Organization
we have,
is so
we have ships
anyway.
in the South China Sea. Why didn't they get the military? The World Health didn't do their job. They were supposed to protect
them. The World Health Organization never does their job. They're totally useless and incompetent.
They didn't do their damn ass job.
The UN doesn't do anything?
I think, and then they were on the other day online, and they had all, three nations, I think. And I was like, I had to shut it off. I really did. Because I wanted to see if they've gotten any better, just to report it. You know, and to me, I don't think they have.
You can't trust them.
No.
I can't. I turned off the news before. I turned off because I'm so sick of this thing now with the voting in Georgia and the baseball and the borders. I had to turn it off before. I can't take it. I can't stand it anymore. Now they found they arrested two terrorists coming in through the border, one in January and one in the end of March. So I just can't listen anymore. I can't. It's just getting to be too much. You know,
well, there's
too
probably
much.
A lot of terrorists here. I won't doubt
it. Oh, yeah, I'm sure they're not. They're the two they caught. There's probably many more. You know?
Oh, yeah. There are. Mm. Yeah,
it's
but
just,
you know what?
I can't take it. I just can't.
And then the thing that bothers me is they threw two children over the wall, the border wall.
They threw
them literally.
Does anybody
over
know
the
about
wall.
This thing I heard on the news about the voting in Georgia and Florida?
Oh, yes, in Georgia.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Let me finish my question.
Okay, go.
The voting in Georgia and in Florida, where the corporations are taking sides and trying to decide what to do. Something about the Republicans, I believe, set up something where the voting of minority groups is going to be heard. Anybody know anything about that?
Yeah, they were restricting more of the voting. And a lot of the, basically it was with minority groups. Basically, a lot of the different organizations and corporations were siding with different people, and they've had to step up to the plate and basically side with, you know, with people who are of, you know, African
American descent.
What do you
mean restricting the voting? If you're 18, you can vote.
That isn't what
the thing
they
is
were doing.
That you have to prove your ID and all. Well, what's so wrong about that? If you don't have anything to hide, why can't you prove? Why
you have
can't
to prove
you
what that you're an American
whatever
citizen?
Card or whatever? Huh?
It wasn't that. It was more.
Wait a minute.
It was more raids. Whatever. I'm gonna hang up soon, Frank.
Yeah, good. You have to
you
prove
to?
That you're an American citizen? Is that what it is?
They want you to bring ID and stuff. They want you to, you know, so what's so bad about that? What is so, you know, it used to be you either went to vote at the ballot booth or you had absentee ballot. That was mainly the two ways that you could vote, right? I mean, I remember my mom coming home from work and we'd go out so she could vote. I did mine absentee, you know. But then all this nonsense started of people. But how is that racial? If everybody has to bring their ID, how is that against any race?
Well, you have to do that now when you vote.
Well, I don't know. I voted absentee for so many years. But how is it racial? You're not just saying, oh, this group has to bring it, that group doesn't have. To me, I don't see how they can consider that racial.
I don't understand. You have to... When I went to vote, they asked me for my ID.
And now some places want to stop it at 5 o'clock. Well, a lot of people are only getting out of work at 5 o'clock. Now they've pulled the whole All-Star game out of Georgia. How do we get from voting to pulling the All-Star game? I mean, everything has just gotten too ridiculous.
I know what it's about, basically. They were telling everybody that they, you know, they were going to stop the absentee ballots. They were going to stop people from voting, actually voting. But nobody was listening to me. Nobody wanted to listen to me.
absentee
ballot? Well, I vote
ballot.
By absentee ballot.
Yes, they didn't want to declare them invalid. They wanted to do that, but thankfully other people had gotten into to say that, no, we're not going to let that happen.
Well, then they had this early voting garbage that went on and all. Look, this whole year has just been a scam, and they're just trying to do everything to just upset everything that was good in this country. It's just going to be a total mess. And it's going to be because of racial. I still don't see how this could be racial if you're telling everybody
it's
they
not
have
only
to do
racial.
The same thing.
Would you have huh? wanted, like, not been able to vote, Maureen? It's not only racial. You wouldn't have been able to set forth your vote this year because you have an absentee ballot.
Well,
so they
want to
change the
I
voting laws, what it is.
Yes, yes. And to a,
well,
to
they have
extreme.
To get they have to get Congress on that.
Yes, and they were really doing it on the state side and doing it to the extreme. And I don't understand why you guys really didn't look into that.
Well,
you know,
if people are going to vote on that in the state and they want to change it, that's what's going to happen. I mean, look at they voted in Biden.
But they're gonna vote out. What do you call a lot of people who are going to be, should be able to vote, according
well,
to our...
What they have to do is create another way that everybody who's eligible can vote. That's the Constitution.
But see, here's the thing that people are doing. People are saying that, no, we don't want you to vote because you are of such and such. Do you understand? That's what
well, isn't
that,
to do. Well,
if
isn't
a person
that
is eligible to vote, how can they say that?
Well, they are trying
won't fly.
To change it, Frank.
Won't work.
All
it
I know
work.
Is if
yeah.
I if
they
I do vote this next time, I'm going down myself to vote, if I even bother. I don't even know if I'm going to. I'm so disgusted with this country right now. I don't even know what I'm going to do. You know? I'm just so we may not even have a right to vote.
You
there's
have
a voting
a right
law,
to vote?
And
I
they,
might
they'll
be
have
moving
to get
out of the country if it.
They'll have to get Congress
any
on it if they're going to change things. So
and now
if we even have
North Star
a country
game's been
anymore.
Taken out of Georgia. Well, who are they hurting? They're just hurting the people in Georgia who have jobs at that stadium. Mm-hmm. The Georgia fans who wanted to go to that game. Who are they hurting?
Mm-hmm.
But the
they're hurting everybody.
You know, people. Hmm?
Because if they say, oh, if Georgia could do it, why can't such and such state do it? They're
it has nothing
everybody.
To do with baseball. They're going to take everything away in guise of this is and that, and they're going to end up taking everything away and ruining it for everybody, everything.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
you know, now
that
we just.
They were going to have a Hank Aaron Day because Hank Aaron played in Georgia all those years. Now, what about the people who wanted to go see that? Where's it going to end up? Not in Georgia? I mean, who are they hurting but the average person?
Maybe they're going to start treating everybody like they treat us.
Nah.
Yeah,
I don't think that would be... I don't think that's possible right now. I don't think they would do that.
That would be an
it's
improvement.
Just
and maybe we'll get someplace. All right, Inner Sight, Mount of Glad Monday. 213-816-1650. Maureen, anything else, Mount of Glad?
Oh, God, no. I don't think I could take any more.
All right.
Right.
No more math.
Right.
Anyway.
You want me to just read what exactly that they got?
Tell Mary we said hello.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay. All right, take care, guys. Good night.
Good night. Take care.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Inner Sight, don't forget we're on television Wednesday nights, channel 1997, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. 11 o'clock, channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. Thursday, 7:30, television. All over Long Island. Channel 20 on Thursday. All right. around the world, in a site. Mad or glad Monday, and anything that you're mad about or glad about on that voting thing. You know, people want to create different laws, new laws. Everybody has a motive, you know.
Yeah. No.
So what's got to happen is that has to go through Congress. They have to vote on it. You know, and nothing is. I mean, each state can do something on it, but I believe they're limited to a certain degree. All right, Inner Sight. Tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday we're going to do a show on the how we're left out of the emergency for the virus.
Yeah.
And Thursday's program, how the ADA needs to be modified drastically on Thursday.
Oh, God, yeah.
All right. So those are the shows. Friday night, the Funnies. Have some fun over here. And, Monday, Mad or Glad. If you want to call in, 213-816-1650. Anything you're mad about or glad about on the program, just let us know. And I got your email, Nancy, out in California. I answered it. I hope you listen to the show, because I have a stupid email that people can't open.
Yeah, we're sorry.
You don't have a certain type of equipment. You can't open it. So call us at Inner Sight if you're hearing us. 631-224-3090, and we'd be happy to have you on the show.
Yeah.
I answered the email, but you got to call us. And the same with this other guy, Matt. I answered your email.
Yes, please. Yes.
So if you're hearing us, or if the Long Island connection is hearing us, that email came through them.
Yes.
So we'd like to be in touch with the people who need help. So,
yeah.
Again, 631-224-3090 on the Inner Sight number. All right. Mad or Glad Monday. And I don't know how much time we have left. But
wait, let me check.
A couple of minutes, I guess.
16. Well, 17.
Oh, all right. So we got some time.
Yeah, we do.
For anyone who is out there and wants to call in. My brother read something to me, and to me, this is a mad, you know. This woman out in California, I'm glad that she sued and she won some money, and it mentioned in the article that she got her dog trained. I'm not going to mention the organization. But the thing that made me mad was, if it's accurate, you know, that it took them 2 years to train the dog. You know?
2 years?
Now, that is really, if it's true, and you know, I have to believe it is, because it was included in the story. 2 years to train her guide dog, and you know, it's funny, as my brother was telling me this, he said, "Oh, I know why it took him 2 years. The money.
Oh, no. Yeah.
To get more money."
That's right.
You know, and he's so right.
That's right. He is,
you know,
so 100% right.
It doesn't take 2 years, world, to train a guide dog.
No,
it doesn't. First of all, every dog is different.
Yep.
Some dogs can be trained in a month. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to be perfect. It means you got to work them.
No.
You got to keep on
reminding them.
You know, showing them work with them. But the actual training of what they do, could be a month, 2 months, at most 3 months. Akitas who are very exceptional and smart pick it up in a matter of weeks, you know. But another reason why you have to have a law to protect people, 2 years to train a dog? I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And the person has no rights.
Yeah.
Now, how many people, it gets me wondering, how many people applied and it took 2 years to train the dog and they're waiting and they never got the dog?
Nah.
How about that?
Probably a lot. That probably
is
most of the people.
Well, we don't know, but the school, you don't know the numbers because they don't give you the numbers. But
they won't.
The school, we know one thing, the school keeps the money.
That's true.
You know, so now what is the trend here? Are they taking 2 years to train one dog?
That's pretty sad.
I mean, that's absurd. That's ridiculous. You know, they'll sell anything to the public.
Yeah.
The public needs to educate themselves.
Yeah.
You know, people need to really step up and get smart, both with everything, with this virus, this vaccine, this voting, everything, you know. The service dog, I mean, that's totally off the wall, 2 years to train a dog. Crazy. All right, Inner Sight, we told you right here. We tell it like it is.
Yes, we
you
do.
Know? If a dog can't learn...
I've seen...
If a dog
only,
can't learn in 3-4 months, then it probably shouldn't be a guide dog.
That's correct.
So that's a long time.
Yes, it is.
All right, now what were you going
to
say? You saw what?
I witnessed you train most of your dogs within that 3 month, you know, time frame, and no more than that. You know, probably I'd say the last, you know, your last one now, oh God, she was up and running in a month almost. You know?
Yeah, well, every dog is different.
Yeah.
Depends on the dog.
The dog.
Some dogs
and also
pick it up right away that a person can't see.
Right. That's right.
And they know it.
Right.
You know?
They sense it.
But don't forget, most of the people... in fact, all the people who train these dogs are sighted. There's no blind trainers that I know of.
No, it should be.
So how can the dog perceive that the person is blind if it's trained by a sighted person? Dogs know the difference.
Yes, they do. And they
also
know
if somebody's
sick with other things. Yeah. Dog knows... You know, when a person is also sick with other things as well.
The people who live it should be more directly involved. That's another reason why you need a law.
That's right. Yeah.
Crazy.
My dogs, even though they were pets, all my dogs from when I was sick, okay, every single one of them knew that I was different than anybody else in the household. They knew it.
Well, they sense
just
it.
Knew.
They know.
Yeah. They would protect me immediately.
Dogs can pick up. Your dogs probably knew better than the doctors what was wrong with you.
Yeah, they lie down on my stomach. Go figure.
They
always.
They couldn't relate it.
Yeah. Right.
You know, but they could find it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I have
is.
A feeling, and it may sound crazy, they say your immune system is mostly in your stomach and your absorption and all of that. And everything that I have is autoimmune, so I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt that everything
I think the immune system is all over the body, wherever the glands are, not just in the stomach.
But
the dog
always laid down on it. It was weird.
I'll never forget the story of this. A woman I met on the street here where I live,
yeah.
And she told me that she had cancer, and the doctors couldn't find it.
Oh,
but the dog found it. Her dog found it.
There you go.
And the doctors couldn't believe it, but...
well, there you go.
Dogs can detect things way down.
The better sense of smell.
Hundreds of feet below the ground, they can detect things.
Yeah, definitely.
All
they
right,
just don't want to believe it. You know?
Yeah, well, that's their problem.
Yeah, I know.
You know. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Tomorrow night's open mic. You could talk about anything you want. If you want to call in, the same number.
Mm-hmm.
And, with all this stuff going on, you know, people, we it's worth mentioning again. You got to educate yourself. You know, you can't listen to these stupid-ass doctors who change everything every day, you know.
Yeah.
You've got to go to different sources and find things that are going to keep your immune system high. That doesn't mean you're never going to get sick.
No.
You know? It means you're going to be able to shake it off.
Shall we
you
leave,
know,
yeah.
And you're going to live. You're going to live as long as you live, and that's it. Like anybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
But people got to stop looking toward these doctors, you know, because they're going to give you all that poison, and they're going to make it so that if you get a virus, your body won't be able to handle it as well as it would if you had all good stuff in you. That's the key. That's the point. You know, they've given people all these drugs. The drugs make them worse, you know. My girlfriend's one of her best friends, 40 years old. All right, killed her. They killed
That's
her.
Horrible.
They gave her all kinds of poison. She got a virus. It wasn't COVID virus. It was a regular virus. And she was so bloated from the crap that they gave her. That she couldn't survive.
That's horrible.
She died. She was disabled
it's
on top of it. She was
horrible.
Autistic.
That's horrible.
Well, that's why these damn doctors are criminal. If they don't look at other things and educate themselves and open their minds to other types of healing, to me, they're friggin' criminals. Because that's the worst thing, you know, that people can do. Is close off their learning in their mind and keep giving people poison like that.
Yeah.
You know, and these damn labs where they make this stuff. Look at what happened. How they screwed up the vaccines. How can you trust these people?
I mean, it's so stupid. You have two vaccines right in the same location, and you're mixing stuff up. I mean, for God's
sake. Yeah, and how many more have they done it to that we don't know about yet?
We don't know yet.
You know, what other labs joined together that we don't know about?
Where's
the investigation? That's
I'd
what
like
I'd like
to know where it is. Probably not.
You know, where's the investigation? Have
because
other labs done the same
different.
Thing?
Everything's different. You got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, because if you have certain chemicals that are going in to make something react, you cannot mix it with another. Everybody should know this by now. I mean, it just makes common sense.
First year
and if you
chemistry.
Mix it, yeah.
What
and if
school
you mix
did they
it,
go to?
Yeah. Well, if you mix it, it'll make either a big explosion happen or not be very good to the human body, obviously. You know, it might be a very adverse reaction.
No, might. It is.
It will.
An adverse
Yeah, I'm trying
reaction.
To be a little...
It was. It did. It caused blood clots.
Yeah. Yeah.
No might about it. It did. It does.
Yeah.
All right, in a site around the world, 213-816-1650.
And that was AstraZeneca. That's horrible.
What?
I said, and that was AstraZeneca that caused the blood clots. They're a big company, AstraZeneca.
Oh, all these drug companies are big. I don't even want to mention them on my show. Yeah, so stay away from that stuff. Now, you got these people, they're supposed to go back and this is a mad. Supposed to go back in 4 months and take another dose. How many people are going to remember that? How many people are going to go back?
No. You know, right when you're there.
Yeah, but that don't mean a damn thing. You know how people are.
I know.
They're going to remember that. They're going to go. They're going to, what are they going to do, call all those people?
No, they don't. That's the stupid part. But
they're not going to call all those people.
Moderna
to come back
and Pfizer, those two vaccines, you're guaranteed 80% on the first thing, and you're guaranteed 90 on the second.
Yeah, guaranteed,
only
right?
10%.
What happens?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Yeah. What happens if you still get it?
There was a
you
mutation.
You have to sign a thing that you
mutation.
Can't sue them.
No, I didn't sign nothing. I didn't.
Oh, well, you're lucky.
I didn't
lucky.
Sign anything. I couldn't see.
You shouldn't sign anything.
I didn't.
No.
I didn't sign anything. I couldn't see.
But how many people are gonna go and get the rest of that stuff, or are gonna remember, or are gonna forget, you know? And then it's a mess. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Even that very fact alone should never be.
I wondered
you know?
If they.
That's
put
why the immune system is so important. See, with the immune system, you don't have to worry about that. You take your stuff. You do what you got to do. You get your you know your rest. You run. Whatever you stay in shape.
Right.
You got to be in damn good shape to fight off a virus.
Yes, you do.
How many doctors help people to be in shape?
Not many.
They're not helping people to be in shape. They're giving them crap that bloats them up. Puts weight on them, causes diabetes and all this other crap.
Yeah.
They're not helping people to stay in shape.
It's helping people to get sick so they could take care of them.
They're making them worse.
Yeah.
They're making them worse.
They keep them alive enough to keep them, you know, on the dole, on the ticket, on the, you know, on the where you have to pay them all the time. That's what it is.
Educate yourself, people. Don't count on these doctors, I'm telling you.
I heard a disgusting conversation once, Frank, between a doctor and how much he makes off of people. I didn't never want to hear that. Really, it's horrible.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's all they care about. It's not about the health. It's about the money. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. I want to thank all our listeners. Suzanne, co-host, engineer, and
thank you.
All the people out there who we try to serve and give them the good information. All right. Thank you for listening, everybody. Inner Sight around the world. And we'll be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio. Tune into the open mic if you want to talk about anything you want. Pick your own subject tomorrow night.
Yeah.
All right?
All right.
Thank you. InnerSight.info. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.